This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has surveyed what she called a surreal, ghostly scene in a devastated village. She pledged quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from last week's floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel on Sunday toured Schuld, a village on a river in western Germany where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters. Although it had no deaths or injuries, other places were not so lucky. The death toll in Ahrweiler area where Schuld is located stood at 112, and neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state, Germany's most populous, 46 people were killed, and Belgium confirmed 31 deaths. The front-runner to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany's September election has now apologized for a scene in which he was seen laughing in the background as the country's president delivered a statement on the devastating floods in western Germany. Armin Laschet is the candidate of Merkel's center-right Union Bloc to be Germany's next leader. He's also the governor of North Rhine-Westphalia state, which was one of two badly hit by last week's floods. A rights group in Russia is now shutting down. It's citing a fear that its members and supporters would be prosecuted after the Russian authorities blocked the group's website for allegedly publishing content from an undesirable organization. The Team 29 Association of Lawyers and Journalists specializing in treason and espionage cases and freedom of information issue said Sunday that Russian authorities accused it of spreading content of Czech group that had been declared undesirable in Russia. Group's website was blocked Friday. Russia is putting pressure on its supporters, opposition supporters. This is VOA News. Thai police fired water cannon, tear gas, and rubber bullets Sunday to stop protesters from marching on the office of Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha, calling for him to resign. More than 1,000 protesters took part in the demonstration. Despite an expanded coronavirus lockdown, demonstrators carried mock body bags to represent coronavirus deaths as they blamed the prime minister and his government for mismanaging the COVID-19 pandemic. The use of force by the police came after some protesters tried to dismantle barbed wire and metal barricades set up by the authorities to block roads from Democracy Monument to Government House, where the prime minister works. Protests marked 1 year since the first wave of large-scale street protests led by youth groups that attracted hundreds of thousands of people across the country. The lawyers for several prominent Egyptian activists and journalists say that their clients were released from custody Sunday following months of detention. They had been arrested on charges including joining or aiding a terrorist group and spreading false news. In recent months, Egyptian authorities have released detainees ahead of major Muslim holidays. Sunday's release comes 2 days after or ahead of one of the two most important festivals of the Islamic calendar. Egypt's State Information Service confirmed the releases but said no government statement on the matter were immediately available. In the U.S., Los Angeles County residents are again required to wear masks indoors regardless of their vaccination status, a mandate that health officials hope will reverse the latest spikes in coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. The rule went into effect late Saturday for the nation's largest county, where the rise in caseload is led by the highly transmissible Delta variant. L.A. County Supervisor Hilda Solis said on ABC's This Week that the mask rule will save lives. California has seen a steady rise in cases since the state fully reopened its economy on June 15th and did away with capacity limits and social distancing. Two South African soccer players have become the first athletes inside the Olympic Village to test positive for COVID-19. Other cases connected to the Tokyo Games were also confirmed Sunday to highlight the Herculean task of organizers face to keep the virus contained while the world's biggest sports event plays out. The positive test came as some of the expected 11,000 athletes and thousands more team officials from across the globe began arriving in the village, having traveled through the pandemic to Tokyo. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.